If you want to learn about the biggest developing trends in video marketing, well, this episode is for you.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, it's Todd, and understanding developing trends is really a vital aspect to being a marketing master. So when Greg Jarboe, who's really one of the most prolific voices in video marketing, published a report on the latest video marketing trends, I knew I had to get Greg on the line and we had to break these trends down for you. So to discuss the latest uses of video, I'm joined right now by Greg Jarboe. He's the president of SEO PR and the author of YouTube and Video Marketing, An Hour a Day. Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Greg, I'm doing great. You know, I'm excited about video. And as this story continues to unfold, you know, how industry is using video to amplify either a sales or marketing goal, it's really exciting to watch the industry develop. And so I wanted to find a few moments to talk with you again about what some of the experts are saying in 2016 that are going to be some of the big hot topics. Now, the one that really starts me off in this whole path is what the head of agency marketing at Google had said, that he expects mobile video to dominate the video conversation in 2016, which totally makes sense. What are your thoughts on mobile video?
It really is a sea change in the way we have thought about video over the last 10 years. So just to put things in perspective, in 2011, so that's just a mere 4 years ago, about 6% of YouTube views were coming from mobile devices. As of this year, that's 50%. So we've just hit the switch. We've just moved on into a new realm. And if more than half of the views are now coming in over mobile devices, that's the platform to design for.
Without a doubt. Okay, so to add on to your stat, 71% of Apple's revenue in 2015 came from mobile devices. And that whole mobile transformation can also be seen in what you just mentioned, that, you know, 50% of Google's traffic, YouTube and Facebook are now on mobile devices. So, Greg, how can businesses use these real market signals, tangible market signals, demand from customers to their advantage when they're talking about video?
Well, the first instinct is to say, oh, I get it, it's a smaller screen, and to then jump to a lot of incorrect assumptions. So
right.
One of the assumptions is, I guess video's got to be smaller or shorter because the screen is littler, you know, and the answer is actually no. It turns out that the shift, the time spent, let's say, watching YouTube videos has doubled in the last year from about a 20-minute view session to about a 40-minute session, and that's been driven by mobile devices. And so you go, whoa, time out. People are watching more video longer because they have a smartphone in front of them. That's counterintuitive, but that's what the data is showing us. The other thing that is happening, and this is something that Google has been chronicling for the last year, it's a term they call micro moments, is that having a smartphone accessible and using it to watch video or get access to other information is literally changing people's behavior. And so people no longer get into discussions about, you know, over the weekend, I was watching the new Star Wars movie with my son and, a friend of his. And the debate broke out over, you know, so what did Lando Calrissian say? And, you know, one of the earlier versions. And it was no longer a discussion, a debate, or could you remember? They immediately, you know, went to their smartphones, brought up a clip, and answered the question. So one of the behaviors that is changing is if you want to know something, you find out about it now. If you want to go somewhere, you look for it now. If you want to do something, you look for it around the corner. It's a whole set of new behavior. And again, marketers initially think of screen size, and that turns out to be, you know, an important factor, but not the only one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, Google's really, and you're an SEO geek like I am, and you've been following this, you know, the evolution of Google and how it fits into content for a long time. And so I'm sure you're seeing this trend also. You know, Google's transforming its business into, you know, following its target customer. And there are really three primary ways that I see Google adjusting to this market trend. You know, websites need to load fast because to get better search results. And really the reason is more often than not, a cellular connection is bringing a visitor to a website. And then the second thing is, besides fast, you know, fast loading sites, the second one is mobile friendly, and that sites aren't mobile that are mobile friendly load faster but have to have a mobile user experience. And that third thing that I'm seeing, which are big trends that Google is providing valuable results to, is video. You know, video has the longest time on page, which is a primary search ranking factor. And people don't want to read on their mobile devices because, you know, quite frankly, none of us can really see very well anymore after staring at these devices for so long. And so, right, you get it. And so now we're all looking at video because you don't have to be straining your eye. And in fact, you don't even feel like you're working, you're learning about something while you're being entertained, which is a perfect use of video in the business space. Do you see those same three primary factors rolling out by Google?
They are, and I was just speaking about this a couple of weeks ago at a conference out in Utah held by the American Outdoors Association, and I showed them an example of a search for whitewater rafting accidents.
Okay.
And if you did that search in Google, you saw two videos at the top of the page of results, followed by, you know, three typical blue links. But at the same time, we then did the same search, whitewater rafting accidents, on a smartphone, and we got different results.
Mm.
So, you know, same location, same time, same search term. The smartphone basically showed one video followed by two other organic results, and the laptop showed two videos followed by three, you know, basically blue links. So all of a sudden, it's like, time out. What's going on here? How come the second video disappears in the smartphone? You know, what's going on? How did that happen? So,
does it sound like a layout or a mobile friendly way of displaying it, so they naturally don't have the same display sizes, so Google's just providing a more streamlined approach for people on mobile devices?
Well, it's unclear. Let's put it this way. It hasn't been widely examined yet, so I've got some theories about it. But yeah, I do believe that Google takes into account, on the smaller screen, you're only going to show three results as opposed to, let's say, the top five. And as a result, you know, two videos at the top of the results might be one video too many. And so all of a sudden their algorithm shifts, and what is considered relevant content on a laptop is not considered relevant content on a smartphone.
Greg, when I'm looking at the trends of how video is going to be used in 2016, you know, when I review other people's online video projects, and that's part of what I do, and I'm sure it's part of what you do, I see a huge breakdown. This is very consistent. I see a huge breakdown when a business is trying to connect their video production with their digital execution for sales or conversion. And it seems to be historically where a lot of online video projects fail. And because of our video, our digital marketing background, which I know you have and I have, you know, I'm particularly sensitive to where the ball gets dropped when I'm watching some of these campaigns online. For video marketing in 2016, are you seeing a connection between digital strategy, video creation, and then the execution?
I'm beginning to. So, you know, maybe in 2016, you know, that will emerge as a major trend. But you got to remember, 5 years ago, the only thing that we could really measure with any regularity was views.
Right.
And so if that's the only metric you've got, then how many views does my video have? Well, guess what? Just within the last year, YouTube has rolled out cards. They've rolled out, you know, basically TrueView shopping ads.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, driving traffic to a website from your video has been facilitated. That didn't exist even a year ago.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden I can measure results, not just in views, but how many, you know, visits did I generate and what percentage of those visits converted into leads or sales. And by the way, how much revenue did I generate? So whole new set of metrics has been enabled in relatively a short period of time. And so, yeah, a whole lot of people who come to the table thinking, oh, yeah, video, all it's good for is raising awareness, basically have missed the news from the, you know, the past 12 months.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, you kind of walk me right into my next thought. You know, it's like successfully leveraging video, bridging that gap between sales and marketing, I think is going to be huge in 2016. You know, one thing I didn't notice in your article, and by the way, I think your article was awesome, and I'll make sure that the link to this article about the 2016 trends from a variety of different thought leaders inside of video marketing, and Greg was lucky enough to get access to them. You know, Greg, I one thing I didn't know or I didn't see was how video marketing trends for 2016 are gonna dovetail into marketing automation, sales enablement, and the integration of your business videos into like your CRM or Salesforce. And I've been seeing freakish revenue results by adding video into our own internal campaigns or in our clients' sales or marketing campaigns. And so any idea why video marketers haven't arrived to this next level of integration yet with, you know, like integrating your videos into Salesforce or CRMs or your marketing automation platforms?
Yeah, my guess is that a year from now, we could have that conversation because it will then be the trend. We're on the bleeding edge of, oh my Lord, I can do something more with my video than get it watched.
Right.
And so again, moving two steps ahead is something that you can do and I can do. But most people are still getting their arms around this new phenomenon. I can drive traffic with a video? Wow.
I think it's like we just went through the Big Bang and now we're dealing with, and the Big Bang for me is really the whole online, you know, digital medium opening up, and you went from one person being a Swiss Army knife jack of all trades to now it being specialist in certain subsets like video or search or content creation or web development. And now you're starting to see in video in particular, there's like a harmonic convergence going on with the tools that are available and how you can integrate them for results.
Yeah. And you begin to see some people are on the cutting edge of doing that. So, for example, Gillette recently launched a new ad campaign for its body razor. And, you know, yeah, I got lots of views, blah, 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 blah. That's old news. The fact that they got 500,000 people to click on a buy button at the end of the video to go buy the product, to me, that's the game changer. And again, as those kind of stories circulate in the industry, more people begin to understand that, you know, there's more to this video marketing thing than, you know, impressions, then, yeah, people will begin harnessing this in a whole new way.
You know, it's really about topic selection. And one of the most important parts of your video strategy is simply choosing the right topics to focus on. So, to help people get started, what we did is we created a free worksheet that can easily be downloaded that'll help them choose the most profitable video topics for their business. This worksheet can be downloaded at wirebuzz.com/topics. You know, I never thought the goal should be creating viral videos, and you can see it across the industry today. The importance of viral videos really fading. So, you know, I'm sure, Greg, you aren't even getting people asking you to create viral videos anymore, right?
I'm not. And again, you know, in the early days, and now we're talking what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
If views is your only metric, then going viral is the only success story that you talk about.
That's a good point.
But if and it turns out that the Gillette ad got lots of views, so it's not like it didn't get watched. But, you know, that's not the impressive number anymore. And the impressive number is it generated sales. So one of the things that has shifted over time is people wanted to go viral when they thought getting a million views was the measure of success. Well, heck, you know, getting a million views actually doesn't set you apart anymore. Right. Just to give you some new numbers, hot off the press, there were 3 trillion views on all the videos that were uploaded in the last 365 days.
Wow.
According to Tubular Labs. And that was for a sum total of 680 million videos. So the average views per video is 4,400. And so, you know, getting your view to stand out, getting your video to stand out measuring only views is kind of like you and everybody else has got one of those. So what?
Right. You're right. That's like opinions and websites. We've all got them, right?
Yeah. It's like, tell me something that's significant, please. You know.
All right, Greg. So, you know, this is a lot of really useful information to my audience. Is there anything that if you could say, hey, listeners, pay attention to this one topic and how it plays out? Is there something that you're particularly fascinated about that my audience should be aware of in video for 2016?
Well, one of the pieces of advice that I shared with a whole bunch of online outfitters 2 weeks ago. So, you know, these are people who put together these online rafting trips, was find the, you know, video creator who already knows how to create popular videos and partner with them. Mm-hmm. Because trying to learn this craft yourself is a long, hard path. I teach courses in this, and I know how my students struggle to learn this stuff. It is a lot better to find someone who's good at this, connect with them, and then start creating the videos that you need. And again, one of the examples I showed was one small whitewater rafting company had partnered with GoPro to create a video on the of a whitewater rafting trip on the Grand Canyon. Although it wasn't really whitewater rafting because it was sort of muddy water, so it was more like chocolate brown water rafting. But nevertheless, you know, GoPro put together the video that someone had shot the, you know, hours and hours of footage, and GoPro, you know, put together like a 2.5 minute, 3 minute highlight reel of what it was like to, you know, raft down the Grand Canyon. And wow, what a story it tells. What a visual it left. And again, there are other people out there that you can partner with. And, you know, find that partner because video's exploding. Everyone's watching it. You know, you need to get into this game too. Because, again, if there are 3 trillion views at stake a year, you know, you want your fair share of those.
Couldn't agree more. You know, Greg, I was reading recently that Jay Baer, who's a thought leader in content marketing, he's the president of Convince and Convert. He's also a fellow University of Arizona alum. Jay had mentioned that 2016 will be the year when video becomes a primary content marketing consideration for all brands, even B2B. What are your thoughts on that, Greg?
I have seen B2B people do very, very well on YouTube. And as a matter of fact, there was a piece of research that was just published a couple months ago that indicated that 98% of B2B marketers were using video and 73% of them said they were getting a great return on their marketing investment. So, you know, pardon me, yeah, even in B2B, we've worked with some clients who, let's say, make medical devices like portable ultrasound.
Sure.
And they sell them to hospitals. And they found that the videos showing how their portable ultrasound products could be used to reduce hospital errors or could be used in remote locations like the Tour de France, you know, you name it, actually shortened the sales cycle from about 9 months. It took the hospital committees to evaluate and make a decision down to around 7 months. Because people could now see it, they could understand what it was good for, they could understand the value of it, and all of a sudden, shortening the sales cycle in B2B is like, you know, the path to nirvana.
Yeah, I would tell you that, you know, we're in a similar space, you and I. I mean, we both are content creators. You know, we create videos. Our agency here has a lot of B2B and B2C clients, and I'm not seeing a lot of B2B companies have hesitation in creating a video that helps them better educate their prospect and speed up conversion. In fact, Medical device companies use it quite frequently because it helps them. And we've got a bunch of medical device clients. And what it really is doing is it's cutting out the problem that email had with text to physicians. And so the watch time on a video is significantly higher. The shareability, how much a doctor is processing compared to text, you know, if they're watching a video about a product, a device, you know, is just phenomenal. So I see it, and I'm surprised that, gosh, I'm kind of surprised as I was going through this that people make it seem like video is a fad. This is not a fad, is it?
No, it's a fundamental way that we market. And we all grew up in what I'm going to call the television era.
Right.
And so we bring a lot of television baggage to our assumptions.
Historical biases.
Yeah. And we think, oh, this has got to be expensive. You know, it's only for the big consumer companies, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, wow, that is so 20th century. You know, have you tried it? Have you seen how it works? It right. actually works just fine, thank you. In B2B. In specialized niches, in areas that you wouldn't expect. And, you know, yeah, you don't have to look far to find case studies or success stories.
All right, Greg. So I noticed that you had mentioned, or several people had mentioned, the emergence of vertical video. And, it, you know, when I saw that, I circulated the article around inside of our office, because we have definite opinions about vertical video here. So give me your take, or where vertical video could potentially be in 2016 and what people need to know about it.
Well, to me, it's the data that we have comes from Snapchat, and maybe it's not projectable on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. But I will tell you, the first thing I'm planning to test early in the year is the difference between horizontal landscape shot video and vertical video on some of these other platforms. Because if people are watching video on their smartphone, and that increasingly is a trend, and they tend to hold it upright, which means it's in the vertical position, and I can let people see more detail if I shoot the video vertically, then theoretically that should have a benefit. But I'll tell you right now, we are basically arguing it's almost religious doctrine. I think, you think, you know, I feel, you feel. The answer is, let's let the data decide.
Yeah, the answer is, right, the customer, the market will always dictate, right? Demand will always show you what the right path is. If you are a digital marketer, you know that your primary job is to question every assumption and to test, like Greg is recommending. And your audience will ultimately be the one that bears out the right path. Well, he's Greg Jarbo. Greg is a thought leader in the video marketing space. He's an excellent writer on the video topics. He's also the president of SEO PR and the author of YouTube and Video Marketing, An Hour a Day. Greg, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Well, you just heard it. Those are the biggest trends in video marketing. He's Greg Jarbo. He's the president of SEO PR and the author of YouTube and Video Marketing, An Hour a Day. Now, if you ask me about video marketing and the biggest trend, it's got to be making sure that your marketing assets, your videos that you're created, are being integrated inside of your marketing automation software, and that you're also training your sales team how to leverage those videos so they can better educate their prospects and speed up conversion. Now, that's the biggest trend that I'm sensing, the biggest one that I'm leveraging not only in my own business, but also in my clients' business. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and don't forget to write a killer review. Now, if you want to suggest an expert guest, maybe you want to pitch your own video marketing tip, or you have a question that you'd like featured in an upcoming episode, by all means, just go to wirebuzz.com/pitch. That's wirebuzz.com/pitch. And as the news continues to develop in video marketing, I'm going to bring it to you right here on Video Marketing Mastery.